With us right now, Christopher Miller from the Internal Revenue Service. It is that day, tax day, 15th. There are probably thousands, if not millions, of people that dread this day, and some aren't ready yet. Let's go there first. What happens if people miss today's deadline?
Well, if you miss today's deadline, certainly we would encourage you to get your return in as quickly as possible. But the other alternative, especially if someone is maybe just not able to get their paperwork together or thinks that they're going to owe money and doesn't have the money to pay their tax bill, we encourage you to still file an extension, because an extension gives you an automatic 6 months to get your return together. And you'll have until October 15th to file your tax return. You can do it very easily by going to irs.gov, and there's a section called Free File. You click on that, and you'll be able to file this form 4868 to get an extension. In fact, in Wisconsin, we're expecting about 137,000 people will ask for an extension of time to file. So that helps if you're having a problem getting your paperwork together. I will say, though, if you're one of those people delaying the inevitable because you think you will owe taxes, that is not something that you should wait on come the deadline. You should figure out, even if you're getting an extension, figure out how much you owe and pay that before the 15th passes to avoid any further interest and penalties. If you're one of those people that says, well, I'd like to, but I just don't have the money, then contact the IRS as soon as possible and set up an alternative plan like an installment plan.
As far as the rest of the people, I would imagine that you get a big rush of returns in January, then a lag for a while, and then a big rush again right about now. Is that what's happening?
That's almost exactly what happens. We do see a big surge in the beginning of tax season, and typically those are people who are expecting a refund and, of course, want their money. And then we will see near the end of the tax season, generally about 2 weeks out from the tax deadline, we're expecting about 20 to 25% of returns to be filed with the IRS. Typically, people who tend to wait until the end are folks that owe taxes. But it's important to remind those individuals that you can easily file your tax return well before the deadline and then set up an electronic transfer of funds any day after you file, all the way up until April 15th. So there's really no good reason to wait to file your taxes.
So the important thing, if I get this right, is file them, even if you don't have the money, because you can deal with installment plans or other delayed payments at a later point.
Yes, exactly. We encourage you to file your tax return by April 15th, even if you're someone who needs to set up an installment plan, because that can be worked out. And we also encourage people to, especially if you're running out of time, make sure that you double and triple check that return, because it's very easy when you're rushing, especially, to transpose numbers. So things like your Social Security number for you and your dependents, or your address, or when you go flip open that booklet to find out what tax you owe, make sure that number is transferred correctly to your tax return. And of course, one of the most common errors we see are math errors. So this is a good reminder for people to electronically file their tax returns, because when you e-file your returns, your accuracy goes up significantly. The accuracy or error rate on an e-filed return is about 1% compared to about 20% with paper returns. And when you electronically file and choose direct deposit for your refund, you get your money in the fastest amount of time possible. Typically, we're delivering 9 out of 10 refunds in less than 21 days. And easily, it's the best way to file your taxes. In Wisconsin right now, the latest statistics available, over 90% of the tax returns have been electronically filed. So your friends and neighbors are doing it too.
Last time we talked, we touched briefly on the earned income tax credit and how difficult it was for your department to get the word out for everyone to check and see if they're eligible every year. Is that still an issue?
Well, certainly it is always an issue, because with the earned income tax credit, roughly a third of the people who are eligible for that credit will change every year. The population changes because people get married, or they get divorced, or they have children, or they have a better job, or something happens to mean they're getting less income. And that means that about a third of the population eligible for the earned income tax credit changes every year. So even if somebody hurt us this year, we're going to be saying it next year, because a new group of people need to hear that message every year.
If people have, you know, these big events like marriages, divorces, separations, children, job changes, bankruptcies, these may or may not affect your earned income tax status, but it might affect other things in your taxes, right?
Sure. Well, it could impact your earned income tax credit status as well as other things on your tax return. So most importantly, when you have a major change in your life situation, a marriage status change, or a change in your children, or you have a new baby, or perhaps you have a change of address even, all of those things are important to report to the IRS, because ultimately it could change what credits and deductions you're eligible for. And the earned income tax credit is one of those credits that could change depending on your filing status, your income, and the number of children that you have.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, I think you covered it excellently. I would just say that if you're running out of time, the best way to get your tax return in is to electronically file it, and you may not realize that you can electronically file your tax return for free by going to our website, irs.gov. You just go to our homepage, and on the right-hand side, there's an icon that says Free File. Click on that, and you get a choice of 14 brand-name tax software products. You get to choose one of those, and it'll allow you to electronically file your taxes for free. So no matter who you are, generally speaking, 70% of us are able to use this program. You're able to file right now if you're sitting in your PJs and get it out of the way before the deadline hits.
Let's say someone is doing that at the last moment, of course, and they start filling out the data in the software, but they realize, oh, I have to go get something, or I have to take a couple of hours and retrieve these documents. Is there a way to save what they've started and come back and finish it?
Yes, absolutely. Like all good tax software, the tax software that is utilized as part of the IRS Free File program allows you to stop and come back to your work at another time. Generally speaking, you will create passwords that allow you to get back into your account at another time.
And all those are, I imagine, pretty secure, and you don't have to worry about who's got them.
Absolutely. The IRS e-file program is very secure. We've never had a breach of information, and so you can feel confident when you file your tax return online.